Pashas Yisra begins with Yisra's arrival, and he brings Tzipora and the children of Moshe. It's interesting that the Parsha of Matan Torah begins in such a fashion. We have to understand my Indian Yisra with Tzipora Ubanaha the Har Sinai. What's the kesha between these two Parshias? That's going to be the focus. And some other questions along the way. So, we spoke about various opportunities, the kesher between Klipas Mitzrayim and the Isra of Shatnas. For example, and there's many types of Shatnas, Klayim. Classic Shatnas is Tzemu Pishtim Yachta. We explained that the Mitzrayim worshipped the Tzon, which is Tzemer. And the Nile River is called the Nahar Pishon, which is Pishton, Chazal say. So the combination of these two items, Tzemer, Upishtin, Nahar Pishon, and Tzon, is the formation of Klai. And all of the Kishuf in Mitzrayim, which allowed them to do the various things which they did, came from combining forces in the Riyah, which don't go together, which the Torah's Mazir is not to do that. But the culture of Mitzrayim is exactly that. It's Klai. And we explained climb on other levels as well, the Sachar Shar Chamar Yachdav. And we see a hint of this in the Mishnayis, the Mesachas Klaim, that the word Mitzri, because there's various types of different seeds, which when we're speaking about climb in the Karka, Klai Asada, Klai Kerem, that are from Mitzrayim. And it's pretty telling that the word Mitzri is mentioned in Maseches Klaim in the Mishnayis 8 times. 4 times in the first parak alone. 8 times the word Mitzri in Maseches Klaim. That tells us that there's a kesher between Klaim and the Inyan of Mitzrayim. Klaim comes from the word Kele, Beis HaKele, which means a prison. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us, why is it that no Eved was ever able allowed to escape Eretz Mitzrayim? Was it because they had security, bodyguards? The national army was there. It was because they put a kishuf surrounding the land that nobody could leave. And again, that kishuf created a base hakele through the kishuf of Klaim, which locked anyone and everyone into Mitzrayim. Which means to say that the fact that so many Yidden left Mitzrayim, of which Yisro heard, Vayishma Yisro, the parsha begins, Yisro hears, Ki hoitzi Hashem es b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. The Klai so left, means that they left the klipa of Klai. Now, one form of klaim, like we said before, is klai haker. Chita, sa'ira, mixed together with gefen, that's klai haker. And we find in Mitzrayim this type of klaim as well, klai haker. And we find that from the time that Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim. It's very interesting, because Yosef himself has a very big esek in planting lechem in Mitzrayim. Because it wasn't the land of lechem, it was the land of Pishtan. And Yosef himself is an inyan of Gefen. Because the siman of Yosef is the gavia. The gavia of Yosef represents Yayin. And Bechlal, all the Bnei Yaakov are Bechinas Gefen. We find in the Medrash Tanit Beali and other places that Klal Yisrael are called Gefen. Shteit and Pasa, Gefen Tasiyam in Mitzrayim. That Hashem took out Gefen from Mitzrayim. Isa shehisalalti. The Medrash says, Oilulois. Alashan of Gifanim. Shivim nefesh yodel Mitzrayim. Shivim is gematria Yayin. Yayin comes down to Mitzrayim. That's Yosef. Yosef hayab Mitzrayim. Yosef is the Gavia. He's mashlin the 70, but he's in Mitzrayim. Well, Mitzrayim is a place of Lechem, but Yosef himself is Gefen. So the fact that Yosef makes Lechem in Mitzrayim, although he's Gefen, is like an Indian of Klai HaKerem. Which is like gematria. Yosef is gematria chita gefen with the koilo. Why with the koilo? Because he's koilo dan biyachad. So chita gefen is gematria Yosef. Chita gefen with the koilo. So that's Yosef. He comes down to Mitzrayim and he's thrown into a prison, the Sar HaOifim and the Sar HaMashkim. What's the Sar HaOifim and Sar HaMashkim? Sar HaOifim is lechem and Sar HaMashkim is gefen. And they're both in the prison, which is a base hakele. So the fact that they're in a Beis Akela with Yosef, that's a Mitzias of Klein. But where do you see that they're intertwined with each other? Because Chazal note, based on the Psukim, Ish Kachalamo Pasar, that it wasn't that the Tsar Ophim had his dream and the Tsar Hamashkim had his dream, they were separate from each other. The Tsar Hamashkim had his dream, Tsar Ophim had his dream, but they dreamt the interpretations of each other's dreams. That means to say that although there was Lechem and there was Geffen, they were interlocked with each other in a Beis Akela. That's called Klai. The fact that Yosef leaves that Beis Akela, Rosh Hashanah Yotzei Yosef Beis Hasur, that was the beginning of the Tzi of Mitzrayim for Yosef on a personal level. He broke that klipa. How did it all start? Because Yosef was accused of being with Eishes Potiphar. Now we already said, Yosef is Geffen. But the Torah notes, and it comes out of Yosef's mouth, that Eishes Potiphar is called Lechem. Because he says to her, Kima Lechem Asher Hu Ochel, I can't touch you, you're Lechem. Well, if he's Geffen and she's Lechem, he can't touch her because that's Klai Yekerem. But he's accused of that wrongdoing, so he's thrown into the Beis Akela with the Sar Eif and the Mashkin, which is Klai. That's Klai Yekerem. For this reason, that Mitzrayim is Gematria Karma Chakilayim. Leisizra Karma Chakilayim, the Pasuk says. Karma Chakilayim is Gematria Mitzrayim, 380. When Yosef wants to tell Yaakov that he is nucky and free of any misdoing with Eishes Potiphar, even while he's still tzafas paneach to Yaakov, the Torah notes that Yosef sends back with the brothers gifts to Yaakov Avinu. The Torah says he sends a mituv Mitzrayim, the lechem bar umazon. Lechem bar umazon is lechem. What's tuv Mitzrayim? Zakt Rashi. Yayin Yasha. So he's sending him Yayin and Lechem. Because he wants to hint to him that this is Yosef. Yosef is Geffen, who's in Mitzrayim, which is now a land of Lechem. Who else would be Geffen in a land of Chita, if not for Yosef? But he sends him Yayin Yasha. Why Yayin Yasha? So this takes us back to the origins of Klai. The Gemara tells us four opinions as to what the nature of the Eitz Hadas was. Chita, Te'ina, Esrog, Geffen. And the way that the Gemara presents it is that this is a machlekes, four ways. The Tikkun Zohar says that all shitas were right. It was all four of those things. If that's the case, that means that this Elam called the Eitz Hadas, Toivera, was a Metzias of Klai. Because it was a Chita tree, and it was also a Geffen tree. And since Adam was Poigim in that Inyan, so that's a Bechin of Pagam in Kilaya Kerem. Of which the Sfarim all say that Yosef came to be Misak in the Chita of Adam Harishon. But because Mitzrayim, which is a Golas Hadas, goes back to the Eitz Hadas, so Mimela, since the Eitz Hadas was a Metzias of Klai Karen, so the Klipa of Mitzrayim is Klai Karen. But Yosef came to be Misakin there. So what does he do? He sends to Yaakov, Lechem, the Tuv Mitzrayim, which is called Yayin Yashan. Why Yayin Yashan? Because there's a type of a Yayin which is called Yayin Yashan. It doesn't just mean old wine. The oldest wine there is Yayin HaMashomer Banav Misheshes Mevereshes. And the Metzias of Yayin Banav Misheshes Mevereshes means that this Yayin, this Geffen, can't have a Metzias of Klai HaKer. It's Shomer. It's Shomer from any Pagam with Chita. So by sending Yayin Yashan, means I have a Shaychis of the Yayin HaMashomer. It's Nishmar from any misdoing, any mixing with Klai HaKer. So Mamela, that's why he sends that Dafka to Yaakov Avinu. The Harai, he's able to be poised to the Chalama so the Sar HaMashkim Sar HaOivim and to come out of the jail the way that shows that he was lucky. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to have the solution to get out. He would have to say that had he really been guilty of such a thing. We see another instance of how Yosef is Vachin of Klai in the time because Paro refers to Yosef as Avrech. He calls out Avrech. What's Avrech? So Rashi tells us, according to Chazal, it's not really a word. It's a combination of two words. Av b'chachma v'rach b'shana. Those two things don't usually go together, because usually a person who's very old is wiser, a person who's young is not. His maila is that he's young, but it's a maila being old too. So what happens here? You have av v'rach. These are two words which not only are they two separate words, but they shouldn't go together. But Paro puts them together, and he calls them avrech. A steer of two things in one word. That's a klai. But he does that to Yosef. And there's other ways that he tried to make Klein out of Yosef, but not for now. But Yosef is a Metzias of Klein, but what he wants to say is that I'm Nishmar. And when it's Nishmar, it's Kodesh. What's interesting is that the Torah word for an Issa Klaim is Pen Tikdash. It's called Kedusha. Pen Tikdash. That's the Torah's word. So you see that the word Kedusha, Kodesh, can be in a kilkel, in a state of kilkel, right? Like a Kadesha, like Hefker. Or it can mean in a sense of holiness. So that's why it's interesting. The halacha is Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Kiddush is Yayin, but it has to be Makom Suda, it has to be Lechem. What Chazal is saying, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda means that there's a kilkel called Kodesh and there's a Kedusha called Kodesh. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda means that if you really want to create a Metzias of Kedusha, there has to be a presence of Yayin V'Lechem. That's what has to be, those two things together. This brings us to Leil HaSeder. Because if the whole Golos of Mitzrayim is a Golos of Metzias of Klai HaKerem, that's Klipas Mitzrayim, that's Sarif from Sarah Mashkim. So that means that there's a representation of that on Leil Pesach itself too. And that's why the Seder begins with Kaddish. Kaddish means that this is not the Pen Tikdash. This is the other type of a Kaddish. If you have a way of being Shomer yourself from a yichud ra of yayin and lachem, so then you achieve a state of true holiness, which is called kaddish. But look how the seder is devised. If it was up to me, I would have made a much better seder out of the seder night. I would have done all four cups together and then dealt with the matzah together, and that would have been a really gevaldic seder. But look how it goes. We start with the first kos, then we go to yachatz, we're oisik with the lechem, with the matzah. And then we do a magid on that matzah, and then we come to the kos sheni. And then after we're done with the kos sheni, we come back to the matzah with motzi matzah karich. And then we come back to third and fourth kos. What's going on over here? Because, like we said about the sarif and the samashkin, which, by the way, Chazal find a remez to this, to arba koses at the seder from the four times the samashkin says the word kos, says the Yerushalmi, that the fact that the samashkin and the sarif are interlocked with each other, but in a way that that's called klipas mitzvah. Leilin Sitzvayim means that we're interlocking the Lechem and the Yayin together. It's a night of Kaddish. It's a night of Kedusha, Pen Tikdash, but in a holy way. Because this Yayin on the night of the Seder is Yayin HaMeshumar, and the Matzah is also called Matzah Shemura. Because it's Leil Shemur. Shemur from what? Shemur from the Klip of Klai Aker. So they can be interlocked with each other, but if each one is Nishmar Zemizeh, so that creates a Yichu, not a Pagam. So they are interlocked with each other. But that's called Kodesh, not Pen Tikdash. That's Kaddish. That's Leil HaSeder. So Mamili Yetzias Mitzrayim is you're leaving the Inyan of Kilai HaKerem because you're able to make a Yichud of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, a Yichud of Yayin and Gefen, which is what Yosef represents in a way of holiness. The real pagam is in the Inyan of, is in the Lechem. Because we can't eat Lechem on Leil Pesach, only when it comes to Shavuos, so we have Shtei Lechem. Because when Lechem and the Yayin come together, it's the lechem which suffers, which takes the blow. It's the lechem. Like you find, Balei Hasid, arba kosos are arba l'shona shel geula, but matzah is lechem oni. It's a poor man's bread because he can't eat real lechem. And the same thing we find in the sar ofen sar mashkin. They were both chote, but the sar mashkin makes it alive because the yain represents geula, but the sar ofen gets killed. So it's the matzah which suffers. It's the lechem which suffers. We find this also by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov took two wives, Leah and Rachel. Leah is the mother of Yehuda. And Yehuda gets all the brachas of Yayin. Chachlili einayim yayin. All the brachas of Yayin go to Yehuda. Yosef comes from Rachel. And Yosef gets all the brachas of Lachem. Megatvuos shamash. Yosef is the one who plants Lachem in Mitzrayim. And Rachel is buried in Beis Lachem. So who suffered the blow? Leah or Rachel? Leah's fine. She's in Maras HaMachpelah. But Rachel's not in Maras HaMachpelah. She's in a place called Beis Lachem. Because it's the Lachem which suffers the blow. That's the Inyan of Matzah. So you see, the Yaakov took climb. Yaakov was able to do that. And Yosef went down to Mitzrayim to take Eishes Potiphar. He wanted to be like Yaakov, like he was in so many things. But the face of Yaakov came and said to Yosef, you're not ready for that. To do this with an Eishes Ish, to make your Lechem and Yayin mix right now, here in Mitzrayim, that you can't do. That's why Yaakov had to come down, because Yaakov had to say, don't think that you could be like me, that I took a Leah and a Rachel, which is a Klai Akem, both in a Heter. Yaakov's Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov could do both in a Kedusha. It was a Yichud when he did it. It wasn't a Klai Akem. But he warned Yosef. When he saw Yosef wanted to do that, he came. And he said, this is not for you. You're not on the Madrega to be able to do what I did, either because you're not on the Madrega or because the circumstances didn't allow for it. So Mamela, when it comes to the Inyan of Pesach, we had said before that there's this Yetzias Mitzrayim from the inyan of Klai Aker. Now, Yisrael experiences only Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Yisrael comes to join Moshe in the Midbar, and he brings Tzipor. So what's this inyan of Moshe and Tzipor reconnecting? Because Moshe and Tzipor is also Klai Aker. Moshe represents Yayin, because Chazal saying in the Medrash, by the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim, V'inei ba'gefen shlosha sarigim. Gefen, zu Yisrael. Shlosha sarigim, the three vines, zu Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So even in the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim, there's a reference to Moshe as being an inyan of Yayin. And he took up an Esau from his son. That's Gefen Mitzrayim Tasiyah. Tzipor is called Lechem. Why? Because when Yisrael first sees Moshe, when they come back, how'd you get back so quick? So they said, oh, there was an Ish Mitzri. Yisrael says, Kirin lo v'yocha lachem. Why did he say Kirin lo v'yocha lachem? Because an Ish Mitzri, he knows from Yosef, they refer to the woman as lachem. Well, if he's an Ish Mitzri, Yosef said about Ish's Potiphar that she's lachem. Well, here you have it. Kirin lo v'yocha lachem. That's Tzipor. So Tzipor is called lachem, and Moshe is Yayin. So you see, in the beginning of Parshas Yisrael, the coming together Moshe and Tzipor is a yichud of lachem v'yayin. But it's ba'oifen hashmira, so mamela it's a yichud. It wasn't done the first time. There had to be a separation, Moshe and Tzipor. Of course, it was done in the right way then too. But this was the rectification. Now that Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was time for Moshe and Tzipor to be reunified, because that's the secret of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This connects to the rest of the Parsha, because the whole inyan of Matan Torah is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. It's the Yichud of Shemai Va'aretz. Shemai Va'aretz is the same thing, Yichud Ilah, Yichud Tata, of Yayin and Lechem. That's really what it is. So since, really, Shemai Va'aretz, they shouldn't go together. But through the Torah, now they can come together. They can merge together. And that's called Kedusha. V'gibaltim esahar v'kidashta. There's a Kedusha which took place on Har Sinai. That Kedusha, the unification of Shemai Va'aretz, is this Yichud of Lechem v'Yayin. And that's why the Parsha begins with Moshe and Tzipor coming together, which is Lechem V'Yayin. It's a hakdama to what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about, the culmination of exactly that. Shemayim Va'aretz, through the Nesina Tatar. So B'derech Remez, we had said before that the shayrish of this inyan of Klai HaKerem is the Eitz Hadas. So that's why Eitz Hadas B'Miluo is Klai HaKerem B'Miluo. Same gematria. Because they have a Sheikh Zeb Zeh. It's also Gematria Sar HaMashkim, happens to be. But he said, Yosef is Chita V'Gefen, Mitzrayim is Karmach HaKilayim. But furthermore, Moshe and Tzipora. So Tzipora is also Gematria Karmach HaKilayim, which is the same thing as Mitzrayim, but with the Koila. But anyways, we had said that Pesach is an inyan of Lechem V'Yayin, which is Klarim. So Pesach is Gematria Lechem Yayin. Because that's what Pesach is. But it's Yitzias Mitzrayim from that. So that's why the Pasuk says, L'Sizrach HaKarmach HaKilayim Pen Tiktash Hamleya. L'Sizrach HaKarmach HaKilayim Pen Tiktash Hamleya is Gematria L'Chol Davidor Chayvad Unliris Asat Smokilu Hu Yatsim Mitzrayim. Because that's exactly what Yitzias Mitzrayim is. Yisrael was the first one, Kilu Yatsim Mitzrayim. He saw that. So every person lives on that level. But Pe'ikah, in the beginning of the Parsha, that's how the parasha begins. But here you have a remnant of Klai HaKerem, because the pasuk says, "Loi sizra chamecha kilayim pentikdash." It's gematria, "Vayishma yisra koyim mijin chayse maisha."